News today of a significant advance in the treatment of lung cancer. Two research teams at Harvard University say they've discovered a genetic mutation that enables some patients to respond dramatically to a new drug. Their findings will soon allow doctors to know in advance which patients will benefit from the drug. Only a minority of people with lung cancer have the mutation, but as NPR's Richard Knox reports, researchers hope this discovery will lead to precisely targeted therapies that will help the other victims of this leading cancer killer.
16 months ago, Kate Robbins' health couldn't have been worse. Robbins' lung cancer was eating her up. She'd had surgery to remove tumors in her chest and brain. She'd gone through grueling radiation and chemotherapy treatments. But her liver still contained more than a dozen tumors. On Monday this week, she came to Massachusetts General Hospital for her regular checkup.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good. How are we coordinated?
Dr. Thomas Lynch greets Robbins. He brings something rare and precious for a lung cancer patient.
Okay. The good news. The brain is fantastic.
Okay.
The abdomen is fantastic.
Great.
And the chest is fantastic.
That's
things look just terrific.
Wonderful.
Just terrific.
Wonderful.
Really happy.
Thank you. Thanks. Well, this couldn't be a better checkup. I'm thrilled.
Robbins has just found out she has no signs of cancer in her body. And she looks healthy, with soft brown bobbed hair, straight posture, and a hearty laugh that fills the room. A year ago, her tumors started to shrink dramatically. 6 months after she began taking a daily pill called gefitinib, now known by its brand name, Iressa.
By November of 2003, I had an absolutely clean CAT scan with no evidence of any type of lesion at all.
Robbins is not the only patient whose lung cancer melted away while taking Iressa. New research shows why. It appears in two reports published online today by the New England Journal of Medicine and the journal Science. Both papers report the discovery of a genetic mutation on the surface of lung cancer cells of patients like Robbins, whose tumors shrank because of Iressa. Patients who don't benefit from Iressa don't have this mutation. Even though relatively few people with lung cancer benefit from Iressa, federal regulators approved the drug a year ago because it does help about 1 in 7 patients. The new research means that doctors will be able to tell which patients should get the drug. That's something entirely new for lung cancer treatment. Experts think eventually people with a mutation will simply take this drug and bypass surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy altogether. For about 24,000 people who get a lung cancer diagnosis each year, that opens a window on a dark, dark disease. Tom Lynch says it wouldn't have happened without Kate Robbins.
Kate's actually the reason we got to this. Kate agreed to tell her story to a reporter from the Boston Globe. And Dan Haber, who's the head of the MGH Cancer Center, Dan called me up and said, Tom, he said, you know, this response that Kate Robbins had was so extraordinary. He said, you know, one of the things I'm thinking about is perhaps this could be a mutation.
So Lynch and his colleagues began to look for the mutation in other patients who were responding well to Iressa, and that's what they found. This discovery fits perfectly into the most promising line of cancer research, because the newfound mutation is on a critical enzyme called a kinase that Lynch says is key in controlling cancer cells.
These enzymes, these molecules, are such a critical part of how cells grow and divide that for cancer and for a number of diseases, targeting kinases becomes an important way to try to disrupt that.
Iressa is an example of such targeted therapy. So is Gleevec, a drug that's produced virtual cures of patients with chronic myelocytic leukemia. Herceptin for breast cancer works in a similar way. And a recently approved drug for colon cancer called Erbitux also targets a kinase. While Mass General researchers were searching for the fortunate mutation that makes Iressa work, another Harvard group across town was on the same hunt. Dr. Matthew Meyerson of Dana-Farber Cancer Institute says that group started by observing an odd thing about which lung cancer patients benefit from Iressa.
The response rate has been much higher in women than in men. It's been much higher in non-smokers than in smokers. And it's been much higher in Japan than in the United States.
Kate Robbins fits this profile. She never smoked. Meyerson and his colleagues looked for mutations in lung cancer patients from the U.S. and Japan. Sure enough, they found them in about 25% of Japanese lung cancer patients and 10% of Americans. The two studies published today are small, but Meyerson says the odds are less than 1 in 250,000 that the findings are due to chance. But the findings won't help the 133,000 lung cancer patients who get the disease each year from smoking. Some researchers doubt there will be a similar target for a drug to reverse their disease. They think lung cancers caused by smoking result from accumulated damage to cells, not a single mutation. But Meyerson's hopeful.
We don't know yet how complicated the picture will be in lung cancer from smokers, and we don't know yet whether there will be a magic bullet for those patients, but we can certainly hope that there will be a magic bullet or a combination of magic bullets.
Meanwhile, Lynch says the benefit for thousands of patients like Kate Robbins will come very soon.
We'd like to get this drug to people earlier. If you have a mutation that predicts response, to me it makes sense that the patients can not have to go through two cycles of chemotherapy, but can get ERISA earlier in the course of their disease.
Kate Robbins says she's thrilled that her near brush with death from lung cancer will help spare many others from her ordeal.
To feel that through genetic analysis, they're able to now target a population of patients that will not possibly have to endure chemotherapy. To feel that I was any part of such a wonderful advancement, it's very humbling.
Lynch says the Mass General will start to screen lung cancer patients for the newly discovered mutation in a month, and a test will be more widely available within a year. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.